Doyle's order was prompted by a situation in Monroe, Wisconsin, where Badger State Ethanol dropped the price on its E85 fuel to a little more than $2 per gallon over Memorial Day weekend. At the time, the state notified the company that based on prices elsewhere, they should have been charging about a dollar more. Badger State President and General Manager Gary Kramer took issue because he says ethanol-based fuel is a different product than traditional petroleum-based gas.
These are times when we're looking at ever-diminishing supplies of fossil fuels, and in our view, what this is really all about is killing demand for a renewable fuel by artificially inflating its price.
Kramer says he's happy the governor acted quickly once he heard about the situation. But an association that represents gas station owners says Doyle's decision could end up hurting consumers in the long run. Wisconsin Petroleum Marketers lobbyist Bob Bartlett says the minimum markup preserves competition by keeping large companies from pricing smaller ones out of business. Kramer says he has no problem applying the law to ethanol, but he doesn't think E85 prices should be stacked up against more expensive petroleum-based fuel. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.